61. Saint. She's out within seconds. I smooth her hair out and wipe her tear-streaked face. That blaring fucking alarm is still going off. Saint, the kid speaks. Turn off that fucking alarm, I snap at him. And where the fuck is Cashton? I shout, losing my mind. The male nurse takes a step back into the hall out of her room. Oh, look. I got you. Just then Tyson walks by, grabbing the kid's shirt and pulling him from the door. We need to get her moved, I ordered Devin, and he's already unlocking the wheels on the bed. Getting to the morgue, we find a private room for her, and I pull up a chair and sit down next to her, holding her hand. The weight of the past 4 days is making my chest heavy. Honestly, I haven't had the chance to even process what I saw in Hayden's room. I refuse to believe he's dead. I don't know where Cashton went, and my cell phone is dead. I kiss her knuckles and run my thumb over her ring finger. Reaching into my pocket, I pull out her wedding ring. I grabbed it from her place in Vegas and have held on to it since I brought her back. A part of me wanted her to ask for it, but she never did. The other part of me was satisfied that she wore it when I fucked her in glass. I've kept it in my safe in my bedroom since we've returned from Vegas, but I pulled it out when she was taken from me 4 days ago. I slide it onto her finger. 4 years ago. I enter my bedroom to find her lying in bed, the covers up to her neck and she stares at the ceiling. I branded her last week. She doesn't seem mad anymore, just broken. And it makes me wonder if that's what our fathers wanted. I'd rather her hate me. Hey, sweetheart. I sit down next to her and her watery eyes meet mine. I cup her cheek. I have a surprise for you.
What is it?
She licks her plump lips. I smile, trying to cheer her up. Come on, I'll show you.
We're leaving Carnage?
Her eyes light up, and I hate to say no and see them go blank again. Not technically, I say instead, and she frowns, but that light is still there. Come on. I pull her to sit up, remove the covers, and then help her to stand. Go pick out something to wear for me. I gently kiss her lips. You've got 10 minutes. She goes to the closet and returns wearing a soft pink off-the-shoulder sweater dress that rests high on her thighs, with black tights and matching heels. She always loved to dress up for me to show her off, but when you have nowhere to go, it's pointless.
Do I need makeup?
She asks, dropping her eyes to the floor, nervously. No, I say, and walk over and take her hand. You look perfect. She blushes, and I slide my hands into her hair, tilting her head back and lowering my lips to hers. I kiss her tenderly, slowly tasting the only thing in this world that I can't live without. I'm a starving man, and she allows me to feast on her. I deepen the kiss, and she moans into my mouth, her arms wrapping around my waist, and I groan into hers when her nails dig into my back. I want to grab her ass, lift her, and push her down into the bed, but that'll have to wait. Instead, I pull away and watch her heavy eyes open. Then I escort her out of the bedroom. She stays quiet as I walk her down the hall and to the elevator. When it stops, the doors slide open, and she comes to a stop when she sees the stained glass double doors. Her wide eyes meet mine.
Saint?
My name trembles on her lips.
What are we doing here?
Do you trust me? I ask, running my knuckles down her fragile neck, feeling her pulse race.
Yes.
She straightens her shoulders, not a single second of hesitation. Even after everything I had to put her through, she trusts me. I push the doors open into the cathedral, and she steps inside to see Hayden and Cashton standing at the Lord's altar. She turns back to face me, and I cup her face in both of my hands. Her pretty blue eyes search mine as they fill with unshed tears. Ashton, Lane, Price. I start, and her lips part. I'm in love with you. She blinks, and the first tear falls. I've been in love with you all my life. This is me, a lord, asking you to be my lady. Will you marry me, sweetheart? Another tear falls, and she licks her wet lips before whispering,
Yes.
I'm brought out of that memory when the door opens, Sin enters the room, an angry-looking Jasmine comes in behind him. Gashton needs you, he says and nods to Jasmine in some sort of vague warning. I'm too tired to figure it out. Where is he? I ask, running my hand down my face. Downstairs, he answers, and again it confuses me because we are downstairs.
May I stay here with her?
Jasmine asks, her eyes on my wife. Yeah. I kiss Ashton's forehead and exit the room, closing the door behind us. What the fuck was that about? I question. Gashton is in the basement, killing people. Jasmine was trying to calm him down. He tossed her to me and told me to get her the fuck out of there. He looks over at me. I figured it wouldn't hurt just in case another bomb goes off while we're down there. Sighing, I pick up my pace, and he does the same.
Ashton. I'm sitting up in my bed, eating more ice chips, while I wait for some clothes. I was actually happy that Saint wasn't in my room when I woke 30 minutes ago, because that means he wasn't going to stop me from seeing Hayden. I never really knew how Hayden felt about me while growing up. We weren't as close as me, Saint, and Gashton were. Hayden was closer with Adam than me. Gashton was friends with everyone. Then our senior year, when I became Saint's Chosen, Hayden's Chosen hated me. I mean, I understand why, but it wasn't like I went after him knowing he was taken. It wasn't about me and her until she made it that way. Senior year at Barrington. I've been spending all of my time with Saint since our vow ceremony 3 weeks ago. The Lords throw parties constantly now that the seniors can get ass. I thought I saw a lot watching porn, but that's nothing compared to what I've seen these men do to women. I had to pee so bad, and I couldn't wait to make it to Saint's private bathroom in his bedroom. It was on the other side of the house, which is the size of a hotel, so I decided to use the closest women's bathroom I could find. I'm pulling my jeans up when I hear the bathroom door open and girls' laughter echoes. God, did you see her? Can she be any more of a whore? I stiffen, recognizing the voice and knowing exactly who she's talking about. Me. I open the door and a set of green eyes meet mine in the bathroom mirror. Fuck, she whispers, her eyes widening. What? Sierra looks up and spots me in the mirror. She turns and walks over to me. I see motion at the bathroom door behind her, but stay quiet. We were just talking about you. She smiles. I heard. We're tired of you throwing yourself at Hayden and Gashton. Honey, they don't want you. I lift my chin, but say nothing. Everyone knows you're a whore. She rolls her eyes. Not like it's a secret. I swallow the knot in my throat. Why is it the women that always make you feel the shittiest about what you choose to do with your body? I think we'll go throw ourselves at Saint. At the mention of Saint, the man steps farther into the bathroom behind her. The other woman spots him and gasps, but stays quiet. Yeah, Melanie can ride his face, and I'll fuck his cock. And then when we're done, he can let you lick our cum off him. I'm shaking, skin heated at the thought. Then you'll know what I taste like, bitch. She slaps me across the face, but I don't feel it. I'm too angry at the visuals she just gave me. Sierra spins around to exit and comes to a halt, gasping. Hayden! She squeals. He wraps his hand around her neck and pulls her to him. She grips his muscular arm, fighting to breathe when he puts his face in hers.
We fuck Ashton because we want to, and don't think you're fucking special. Gashton and I have offered you both up to Saint. He doesn't want either one of you.
He lets go, and she rubs her neck, gasping to catch her breath.
But if you want to fuck someone else...
No. She shakes her head. No. No, I don't. He grips her hair and drags her out of the bathroom. Gashton's Chosen and I follow after them through the crowded hall and into the living room.
Hook!
Hayden calls out. God, no. Hayden, Please don't.
What's up?
Hook looks up from his phone, sitting on the couch.
Still want a piece?
He holds Sierra out in front of him like an offering, her body trembling and crying. Hook tosses his phone to the cushion beside him, leans back, and places his arms across the couch, grinning.
What can I have?
He asks, his eyes running up and down her body in a way that makes her tremble.
Whatever you want.
Hayden answers, and she can't hold back the sob. Hayden spins her around, pulling her back to face him. Please, she begs, her hands gripping his t-shirt, trying to cling to him now. Don't make me. He cups her tear-streaked face.
Make me proud.
He whispers against her lips, and she swallows nervously at the threat. Then he steps back and crosses his arms over his chest. She bows her head and turns around to face Hook, knowing she has no choice. She is Hayden's, and he can do whatever he wants with her. Sierra takes a step forward, and Hook speaks.
Strip. Give everyone something to look at while I fuck your mouth.
She whimpers, reaching down and grabbing the hem of her dress. She pulls it up and over her head, and then pushes her underwear down her shaking legs. She takes another step forward, and he orders,
on your hands and knees, you'll crawl to me.
She falls to her knees and crawls across the floor to him, where she stops to kneel. He reaches out and pushes two fingers into her mouth, and she sucks on them. Then he slaps her, making her cry out.
Beg me, princess. Beg me to fuck your face.
Please. He slaps her again, harder. Oh, God. Please. She cries out. Fuck my mouth, Hook. I need you to fuck me.
That's better.
He undoes his belt, yanking it from his loops and wraps it around her neck. Pulling her forward, he removes his hard dick from his jeans and begins to fuck her face, while men and women sit around listening to her gag and cry while they record it. She made me feel bad about myself. What Saint allowed the guys to do to me, what I got off on, Hayden sticking up for me felt good. He made me feel like I belonged. I know that sounds stupid as fuck, but I felt loved. After Hook finished using Sierra, Hayden took her to his bedroom and tied her to his bed, where he left her while he came back and partied with us. I felt accepted in a way. I celebrated by getting drunk as fuck and cocky. I started mouthing off to Saint, knowing it would piss him off and he'd punish me. My punishment was Hayden and Cashton. 2 hours later, Saint carried me over his shoulder to his room, where he had Hayden and Cashton held me down while Saint tied me up and gave me an enema. Then he fucked my mouth while he let it set. Afterward, he untied me and allowed me to use the restroom. Then he tied me down once again on his bed and let Hayden and Cashton fuck my ass. She never looked at me again after that night, much less spoke to me. I considered it a win. Not only did Hayden let another man use her, but he also then used me. The door opens to my room and Jasmine enters. Finally found something. She comes over to my bed and places a pair of blue scrubs next to me. I look up at her. I took it from a nurse. You took these from someone? She nods. I told him to give me his clothes or I'd have Cashton and rip his head off. Jasmine shrugs. I felt like I had a 50-50 chance he'd buy it. I laugh softly and nod. Cashton would do just that. Here, let me help you. She places the top on and then helps me get the pants on and get to my feet. Where are we headed? I need to find Hayden, I say. I know where he's at. I overheard someone mention him while I was trying to find you something to wear. I've got to go before Saint gets back and has me knocked out again. She places my good arm over her shoulder and helps me walk out of the room. My body isn't in a lot of pain, but it is kind of sluggish, so I allow her to help me. We leave the room and make our way down the hallway, taking another to the right. We come up to a door and she pushes it open. It's cold and eerily quiet. Rows and rows of freezers cover the back wall. I'm sure it's packed with bodies. There are 5 metal tables on wheels lined up in front of them. The one in the center has a once white sheet over it, but it's now bloody. My eyes instantly sting, and I walk over to it on shaking legs. Gripping the edge, I pull it back, and a sob comes out when I see Hayden lying in front of me. His face is soft, almost serene. I've never seen him look so peaceful. Hayden. I choke out, placing my hand on his face. He's cold. I climb onto the table and lie down with him, trying to heat his body up with mine. Please. I need you. He saved me. He was there when I needed someone, and I couldn't do the same for him. The door opens, and that nurse from earlier enters the room.
Ashton.
He sighs.
You can't be in here.
Get out! Jasmine snaps at him, and I close my eyes, clinging to my friend.
Miss...
My name is Jasmine, and she's telling her friend goodbye. Have some fucking compassion, and get the fuck out! I hear the door slam shut. I sniff, my nose runs, and my chest tightens. I'm so sorry, Hayden. So sorry. The door opens again. I said get...
Hello, Ashton.
My blood runs cold at the familiar sound of my name. Slowly, I push myself up to look over Hayden's body to the man now standing in the room. What the fuck? Jasmine barks. His eyes move to hers, and he smiles.
Jasmine, it's been a while.